Well, I hope you had a good weekend. It started with Halloween on a Friday night, and then, of course, Heartbreak Saturday night.
Here's the 0-2 pitch. Kirk
bounces one up the middle, bats to the back, over to first to beat the champ. You gotta knock him out. The Dodgers stand tall and win back-to-back titles.
That hurts. That hurts. Saturday night, I wound up watching the World Series and hockey. Kids had a game at the Cooperator Center. So Saturday night, thankfully, a nice number six there, which those of you who go to the Cooperators on a regular basis with your kids playing hockey know that that's the one, that's the big one. And if you want to sit in the lounge and watch from above and still see the television screens, you can. But yeah, the old Western Pizza, I think it is, lounge there at Cooperators. It was just jammed. All the televisions were on, peeking out to see how your kids are playing hockey and then watching that game. And it was electric until the very end, obviously. But that's it. That's all she wrote. Jays fans walking out of the Rogers Center feeling devastated.
I mean, it's a real kick in the nuts, I'll tell you. I feel like we lost on a cracked bat.
We blew it, really. Three solo shots to the one to the ninth hitter. It's really just heartening to go through it.
It's heartbroken, man. I was hoping for a party tonight. I'm just devastated, man.
Absolute heartbreak, but I cannot wait for game one next year. Be on this ride, watch this whole thing go down, like, absolutely incredible.
I'm just in shock right now. I wanted the boys to win.
How am I feeling? Super depressed and sad for our team, but I love them, and I hope we sign Bichette, and I hope we go all the way next year.
I am devastated. This has been 32 years. Bought six tickets for this game for my whole family. We'll be there in the next year. We'll do it again.
They played a good game, and I'm really proud of them.
Yeah, it was a fun game. That was one of the best game sevens you'll probably ever see in baseball. And as you know, I'm a part-time fan, but man, I'm a new fan of the Blue Jays. That was just a great series. And lots more ahead on the Blue Jays. Hope you had a good Halloween on Friday night. I had about 160 kids come by, and it took a while. I was getting a little like, wait a minute, maybe all these trick-or-treaters want to stay home and watch the Jays game too, because I didn't have any kids until about quarter after seven. And then it was a steady pace, running back and forth from the Jays game to the front door. It was a lot of fun. I don't know if you checked out my CJME Morning Show Facebook page, but thanks to Evan Bray, he was out with his grandkids and took a video, and I shared this too, but it's of someone streaming the Jays game on the outside of their house, which was white. So big screen for her parents with their trick-or-treaters to watch the Jay games as they went door to door. But, and I can't believe this is a thing. Kevin will tell you more about this coming up in the news here, but I thought this was a thing of the past. But yeah, Regina police warning us to check your kids' candy. There was a trick in some candy near Green Moss Lane in the Greens. One person reportedly finding a needle stuck in a mini chocolate bar. Man, it's too bad people do that. But, hey, there was a lot of football on the weekend, too, of course. For the first time since 2018, the Blue Bombers will not be in the Grey Cup this year. Montreal beat them Saturday, 42-33. Now Montreal and Hamilton in the East Final, and Winnipeg is hosting the Cup, too, this year. So that's got to hurt a little more. BC beat Calgary in the final seconds with a field goal, and will take on our Riders in the West Final. Coach Corey Mace was on the Green Zone last Friday afternoon. He's hoping to see Mosaic packed. It makes a difference, he said.
No, it's crucial. I go back to the first day that I walked, you know, through the tunnel and onto the field when I took the job. This is the game that I envisioned. You know, just seeing the stadium from that perspective for the first time at the field level, coming out of that tunnel, the home tunnel, you know, I envision this type of game. You know, I know how important this team is to the province, and having the opportunity, these guys worked their tails off all year with the support of the fan base to be able to host the Western Final and have it packed. To me, too, guys, you know, we're competitors. The fan base wants to call in and tell us how to compete and do it. This is your opportunity to do your job, you know. You want to be the best fan base in the league? Let's prove it, man, because I tell you what, when we walked into Winnipeg last year, that Joker was packed, and it was tough, and it did. I thought it made a difference. I think it's our turn to prove that we are the fan base we claim to be. I can't freaking wait. I just ask that everybody screaming their freaking tails off the entire game. Even if there's some adversity, that's what we need you more. Let's get freaking crazy, man. I almost cussed on here. I didn't do that for you guys. I can't wait, man. I can't wait. Green is the freaking color, baby. Let's go.
Extra long weekend for some kids. Public school, I believe, out today, right? Teachers' convention. However, in the Sheldon-Williams Collegiate area, if you live around there in West Virginia, you might see some extra police presence and officers in the area from about 8 a.m. this morning till 4. It's nothing to worry about. They're just doing some exercises with police recruits from the Saskatchewan Police College, doing some training alongside school resources there at Sheldon. But, yeah, public school. Teacher convention, extra long weekend. Want to congratulate Miller for taking the 6A high school football city final. They beat Riffle 36-27. Next up, they're going to head to Saskatoon to play Holy Cross for the provincial title on Saturday. We wish them well there, too. It's Saturday here. Obviously, a big day in the CFL, the East and West semifinals. They actually bumped up the game times on Saturday because of the World Series Game 7. And first up in the East, Winnipeg and Montreal. When I tuned into this one, I thought, what the heck? Winnipeg was just awful. Got off to a horrendous start in this one, trailing 25-3 late in the first half. And that got a little interesting in the third.
Wilson looking for a lead for Winnipeg. Right up the middle, pushing it in, and he's there. Touchdown, Bombers. And in just 6 minutes, they've eliminated a 19-point deficit and have the semifinal.
And that game went back and forth from then on. Eventually, Montreal would regain the lead.
Clarence on the run. Down the field. That'll do it. The final dagger into the hands of Darnell. Sankey takes it away. And Montreal has booked the ticket to Tigertown next week.
Yeah, Nick Dembski was unable to play because of his hamstring injury. That really cost the Bombers, too. But I did not mind watching them lose. Montreal wins 42-33. I think they're going to defeat the Ticats too and be headed to the Grey Cup. But something just feels like that is what's coming out of the East for me. Later out west, the Lions played host to the Stamps in it. It came down to the final seconds at a field goal, tied at 30 all with only seconds left on the clock.
For the win! He gets it! BC Lions! On a Sean White walk-off, are heading to Regina.
They lost by 3 points. But the Stamps lost also because of clock mismanagement. It goes back to the end of the second half. They allowed time to run out when they could have got 3 points.
And that's the end of the first half. Oh, and they had a timeout in the bag as well. So instead of getting a chance to get 3 points closer, that play just took too long.
The idea was to use those final seconds to just, you know, get a few more yards, set up a field goal. Didn't happen, took too long, and inevitably they lost by 3 points too. But anyway, now we have the Riders and the BC Lions in the West Final. I was kind of hoping for this. Nathan Rourke coming to town against Trevor. A game that should be sold out, not yet. And in order to drum up interest, you can actually find some deals out there. I saw signs from the Riders that you buy three, get one free ticket. And check out Ticketmaster right now. And you can see that there are still plenty of good seats available. But that's got to get to a sellout. We've got to sell out the West Final. But I'm sure there are plenty who are just holding on, wondering what the weather's going to be like on Saturday, too. CJME News Time now is 5:56. Oh, coming up a little later on, I don't know if you're watching the Oilers game on Saturday night. They beat the Blackhawks in overtime, but it was quite distracting. Throughout the NHL, a lot of clubs played the game with sound at times on the Jumbotrons. Connor McDavid told a great story about being distracted by it. I'll play that for you next half hour. CJME News Time now is 5:57. Foo Fighters Their tickets went on sale last Friday. They're in Regina next fall, September 15th, the Mosaic Stadium. And I did speak with Rick Bennett, the CEO of the Real District. I saw him Saturday morning, and I asked how the sales go on the first day. And he said, well over 65% of the tickets were sold almost immediately. So he does not worry about it not becoming a sellout. So if you have not yet gotten your tickets for the Foo Fighters, you might want to tap into that just as soon as you possibly can. Boy, it was just heartbreaking watching Saturday night, a crushing end to a dream run for those Blue Jays, wasn't it? I can't stop thinking about this game. The Dodgers edged the Blue Jays 5-4 in 11 innings, becoming the first back-to-back World Series champs in 25 years.
Drilled to left field. Played his gut. The guy hadn't had a hit in a month. And in the ninth inning of game seven, he set a tying home run.
Yeah, moments like that is the reason I can't stop thinking about that game. Rojas tied it up in the ninth. A home run, they'd sent the Rogers Center into pure chaos. And the Jays, well, they looked one swing away from history until the Dodgers, they just kept flipping the script.
High fly to left. He's hit it a long way. Smith has homered, and the Dodgers have the lead.
Yeah, Will Smith, two outs in the 11th, gone. And with that, the Dodgers, they climb back to the top of the mountain. It felt like we were watching one of the greatest baseball games ever. And I don't watch a lot of baseball. There were just so many highs and lows and drama.
And definitely hit him. What is going on? Jimenez not happy, and now here come both dugouts. The dugouts are clearing in game seven of a World Series.
That was crazy. It was a game for the ages. A ninth inning miracle, a bases loaded escape. And for the Dodgers, Yamamoto, man, pitching on fumes just one night after throwing 96 pitches, getting the final three outs, I think on pure adrenaline.
Here's the 0-2 pitch. Kirk
bounces one up the middle, bets to the back, over to first to beat the champ. You gotta knock him out. The Dodgers stand tall.
Yeah, heartbreaking, I know that. But again, just so many moments in that game where you felt the Jays were going to do it, right? Like when they led early 3-0, a limping Bo Bichette took Ohtani deep there.
High in the air to deep center. It is gone!
The place was shaky, right? Oh, it was awesome. But man, baseball, it can be cruel. Dodgers just chipping away inning by inning until Rojas there tied it and Smith broke it and the Jays loading the bases in the ninth and we just held our breath. I can't stop thinking about this game. And then a deep fly to left caught in a collision on the wall.
Fly ball to left field. Hernandez on the run with Páez over his head. Páez runs him over, makes the catch, sends game seven to the 10th.
Many moments like that, right? But the October to remember was starting to slip away, but game seven, it's not just about baseball. It's about a country from coast to coast coming together again. Even those who couldn't tell a fastball from a foul ball were glued to the TV. It was all of us. I think all of our hearts were pounding in sync, weren't they, at a time where politics and tariffs between two countries have led to so much financial burden, frustration, animosity, and the Jays brought us together. Reminding us that sometimes one team can unite an entire nation, even in defeat. And Ernie Clement after the game.
I've been crying for like probably an hour, so I thought I was done with the tears. But I just love these guys so much. It was so much fun coming to work every day and, you know, battling with these guys. And we have so much to be proud of, even though, you know, it didn't go our way. All I care about is just hanging with these guys for, you know, another couple hours.
What a guy. Ernie, after a couple hours of baseball, you made it and brought the trophy home. But, man, you brought the country together, didn't you? Heartbreaker for all of Canada on Saturday night, that's for sure. If even if you weren't a Blue Jays fan, I'm sure you caught a moment or two of it, and it was just a terrific game. Actually, I didn't even watch my Oilers on Saturday night. I was busy watching the World Series from the Cooperator Center. The kids had to play hockey, so we were there in the lounge up top looking down at the hockey game, and then a lot of time spent on the screens there, and I think every parent at the Cooperators was in that lounge watching too. But I didn't watch the Oilers game. They beat the Blackhawks in overtime Saturday night, but I did hear Connor McDavid said the Blue Jays game at the same time on the Jumbotron as they played was quite distracting.
That was really, really strange. Obviously, we're all on the Jays bandwagon and everybody's wanting them to win, and it's so disappointing, obviously, but strange. Strange to have it on during the game and listen to the crowd. I found myself watching the Jays game, sitting on the bench, listening to the crowd while I'm on the ice, you know, what just happened. But you know what? Historic moment. Couldn't be more gutted for those guys. Obviously, we know what that feels like. It's, you know, for it to be the way it happened, just completely gutted for those guys. It's been a fun run and been a lot of fun. They've given Canada a lot to cheer about, and they should be very, very proud of themselves.
Yeah, he knows a lot about what it feels like in a game seven, that's for sure. But Connor McDavid, that would be distracting. I saw that in a number of highlights of the NHL on the weekend where arenas were playing the game and players were constantly looking up, just like fans were too. Hey, don't forget, speaking of hockey, tomorrow night the city of Regina is going to host the first ever I Love Regina Pats game when the Calgary Hitmen are in town. Tickets are only like $10. There's going to be a pregame party at 5, face painting, bouncy castles. They got a fire truck and other city vehicles, and machinery is going to be set up there for the kids. And they'll have exclusive I Love Regina tours and Regina merchandise for sale. That's tomorrow night, an I Love Regina Pats game. Let's go stateside for a moment here, where the U.S. government shutdown is now close to setting a record. The stalemate there into its 34th day, one day shy of the previous shutdown record of 35. And tomorrow, the Supreme Court will hear arguments over President Trump's sweeping global tariffs, taking up an appeal that deals with the centerpiece of his administration's economic agenda, right? Trump wants the justices to overturn a lower court ruling that found his administration acted unlawfully by imposing these sweeping import taxes. So the case, once again, raising fundamental questions for the High Court about a president's power to act as unilaterally as he did without any help of Congress, right? So, in fact, last night on 60 Minutes, they had a new interview with Trump, and he was asked about this crucial case.
The lower courts have ruled against you. That's why it's at the Supreme Court right now.
Very close rulings, yeah.
What happens to your economic plan if the Supreme Court invalidates your tariffs?
I think our country would be immeasurably hurt. I think our economy will go to hell. Look, because of tariffs, we have the highest stock market we've ever had. Because of tariffs, 401ks at the highest level and this is millions and millions of people that we've ever had, 401ks. I think it's the most important subject discussed by the Supreme Court in 100 years.
Yeah, that court ruling, we'll hear arguments tomorrow, and the actual final assessment may take weeks, even months, before we know what they say. But also late last week, coming back from Asia, Trump was asked if negotiations with Canada were going to start up anytime soon. He said no, but there was an apology.
I have a very good relationship. I like him a lot. But you know what they did was wrong. He was very nice. He apologized for what they did with the commercial.
Trump referring to Carney there, if you're wondering whether or not there really was an apology, or was Trump just saying that? Well, Prime Minister Mark Carney admitted on the weekend, too, that he indeed apologized for the Ontario ad Doug Ford had taken out.
I did. I did apologize to the president. The president was offended by the act, or by the ad, rather. It's not something I would have done, which is to put in place that advertisement, and so I apologized to him.
Still, even with the apology, Trump, when asked by reporters, said not opening negotiations just yet. Coming up with Kevin Martell, we got a major development in the shooting death of Tanya Myers near Weyburn. You may recall the story of the driver who said she and Myers were returning home from a psychic fair in Regina when she heard a loud bang, looked over, saw her friend there leaning forward, grabbing her chest. Well, police now confirming 42-year-old Chris Fallman was just arrested Saturday and is set to appear in a provincial court here in Regina later today. Fallman is facing a manslaughter charge involving a gun after the deadly shooting that took place Highway 39 nearly 2 months ago. Kevin Martell with more of that coming right up in just a moment. It's 6:28.